Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would also like to thank you for all your efforts in advance of this meeting to pave the way, facilitate our work, your informal consultations recently, and other efforts, including the concept note you circulated recently, I think are welcome efforts to try to move things forward. The need for a scientific advisory mechanism, it seems to us, is fairly clear. If we are to, both at the national level in the measures we take and internationally as we think about the issues posed by biological weapons, I think these are need to be informed by the developments in science and technology. The developments in science and technology, both a thorough assessment of the risks they may pose, but also clear-eyed insights into the benefits. One can secure against risks very thoroughly if you don't mind giving up all the benefits. It's striking that balance, preserving the benefits while addressing risks, that is challenging. So I think impartial expert advice would benefit all of us. So the question then was, well, at least many states parties seem to agree on that premise, but how do we move the ball forward? In the report of the 2019 meeting of experts in Annex 1, which before anyone reminds me, I will acknowledge is the chairman's summary and has no status, but I still think it's a useful observation. In their discussion, states parties exchanged views about issues including the structure of such a process and group composition, scope, costs, funding options, guidance and coordination, as well as administrative support, input of expertise, and reporting issues. It was noted that such a process would need to be technical in nature, independent, transparent, inclusive and geographically representative, and encompass broad and multidisciplinary scientific expertise. Sir, I think that was a very astute set of observations, both about the areas of agreement, that last portion, where even countries, I think, that may be less persuaded of the need for a body would stipulate that those are critical considerations. But then in the first section, outlined a number of the areas where there is disagreement. And those are all, for the most part, practical operational measures of how do we operationalize this, with the goal of making progress in that area. The United States funded two workshops managed and organized by the Federation of the American Scientists with broad international participation, including both diplomats and scientists. And the objective was simply to examine some of those key operational issues and explore the possibilities. And we thought that the constructive dialogue that was held in those workshops and the report, which is annexed to the U.S. working paper, show that there is at least potential to bridge some gaps and find a constructive way forward. I hope that those states parties that are interested in science and technology advice can work constructively together between now and the review conference, taking this, the UNIDIR study, the good work done by our German colleagues, and other inputs as a basis to try to move things ahead. We have potential here for a meaningful outcome for our review conference, but it's going to take some work, and I think the results of this workshop, which Jennifer McBee, I think, is going to describe to us shortly, will help to illustrate the potential. Thank you, sir.